people had seen this story before. Republican County Chairman Nick Langworthy running a Democrat for a state assembly seat and winning. 6 years ago, it was Kearns. Last night, it was Bowen in a special election anchored in the traditional low voter turnout. Bowen won a solid victory and will be meeting with campaign aides this morning to plan for the rest of the year, with Burke saying he will run again for the seat in November in what political pundits say will be a Democratic year. Langworthy says this is a good victory.
Tonight is a tremendous victory for Eric Bowen in this special election. We are proud to stand with him. You know, he's a true independent, and that's what we were looking for at the outset. We wanted to send an independent voice in the same spirit as Mickey Kearns and someone that could stand up to Andrew Cuomo in the New York State Assembly. And that's, I think, exactly what we have here. The voters have spoken. They've spoken loud and clear.
This was a race with unions on both sides, especially the teachers' union, with members of the BTF backing Bowen, a city special ed teacher. He probably also benefited from strong backing from developer Carl Palladino, an icon in South Buffalo, and a member of another group of intertwined political families, and certainly benefited from the ballot conservative line. Bowen will take a leave of absence from his city teaching job to head off to Albany, and Burke will head back to Old County Hall with a county legislature meeting tomorrow. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.